The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
We're so used to having 4G connection 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, so it's difficult to imagine not having any connection when we're travelling. And now the options are endless: a local SIM card, data roaming with a telco, or renting a pocket Wi-Fi. Now, you can rent a pocket Wi-Fi device at any 7-Eleven store following a partnership between the chain and Singapore-based Space Roam. But the question is, local SIM, data roaming, pocket Wi-Fi, which should you be getting? I mean, joining us to tell us more is Jackie Chua, founder and CEO of Space Roam. Welcome to the show, Jackie. Well, Jackie, can you tell us more about your partnership with 7-Eleven and how this works?
Okay, so we are working with 7-Eleven at the moment, where we are able to, customers are able to rent the devices from our website and collect it and return it at 60 outlets of 7-Elevens across Singapore.
Terrific. Okay, let's dive deeper into how your service works. Space Roam, are you targeted at locals who are going to be traveling or tourists traveling to Singapore? I have a sense you're going to say both.
Yes, both. At the moment now, we are concentrating on customers that are locals traveling overseas. So we are covering around 138 countries around the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us, why did you decide to start a company renting out pocket Wi-Fi devices? I mean, did you see a growing demand over SIM cards and data roaming?
Okay, so this technology is not new. Around 5 years ago, when I traveled to Japan for my academic studies, we came across that the Japanese were already using pocket Wi-Fis back then for about 3 to 4 years. Yeah, so that's roughly around 7 years before we even started this. And when I came back to Singapore, I realized that the roaming fees are very expensive in Singapore. So this is a technology that we could bring it back to Singapore and start offering.
So this was at least 5 years ago that you thought of the idea, right?
Yes, we actually started this pocket Wi-Fi business for about 5 years now.
It's been 5 years. So you're competing with the people who provide data passport services, for example, who also for a small fee allow you to ride on your own amount of data right here in Singapore. So how do you compete? Do you see them as competition?
No, actually. It's two different segments of customers. For customers who prefer to use SIM cards and to use their own local data, they will never become my customers, actually, if they really prefer that. But for customers who, especially when they travel in groups, the pocket Wi-Fi itself can cover up to 5 people at one go.
Mm-hmm.
The prices are fixed, so you're not going to get any bill shocks at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us a bit about the technology that you're using? It's called BEAMS, I believe, and this is said to be the first in the world.
Okay, so BEAMS happens to be an automated system whereby our own local API starts from our booking system, which we built from scratch. So using the booking system, customers can go online, make the booking, and once the bookings are done, they will be receiving a QR code. With this QR code, they can go down to any of the 7-Elevens, and with a scan, the machine will be activated. So this is the first time that pocket Wi-Fis are being activated in this way. In the past, we need a whole team of between 7 to 8 people to run the whole process of booking and registration. But the whole thing is now automated, from the booking all the way down to customers' collection.
Wow, okay, I can imagine how convenient that would be then. Tell us a bit about the demographic, the type of person or consumer who would be interested in renting your Wi-Fi devices.
Mostly customers who are definitely traveling overseas, corporate customers who are going overseas while they need to bring along their laptops, a few different smart devices with them. So this pocket Wi-Fi allows them to connect up to 5 devices. So their laptops, their smart watches, their smart headsets, and mobile phones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm still very intrigued by this, Jackie. Okay, who should rent pocket Wi-Fi? And what are the advantages or disadvantages over a SIM or a data roaming? And does it also depend on the destination that you're flying to? I mean, for example, whether you are going to a city or a rural area or certain countries. Any thoughts and comments about that?
Okay, traveling to the different countries, there is definitely a difference. It really depends on the infrastructure of the country itself as well. So, for example, Singapore, Hong Kong, Japan and Korea, infrastructure is very stable, which means that customers will have no issues when they go over to the countries. But what we can guarantee the customers is that we have at least two telcos that we work with per country. So, but of course, if you still go to countries like South Africa, for example, my customer who goes to a safari calls me and tells me that I'm going into the safari, but the reception is really bad over there. So what can I do?
I'd love to hear what you have to say there. Okay, so, you know, security is top on most people's minds, right? When you're renting a pocket Wi-Fi device, how do you as a provider ensure that the network is secure?
Okay, so Beam comes in again on this, whereby once the customer makes a booking online, all their data will be encrypted. So meaning that it will be all encrypted on our cloud server. And of course, we are PDPA
compliant.
Yep. And once they go down to 7-Eleven for collection, the whole process is automated, which means that there'll be no other people who can look at their data. Their data is totally secure on our end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it possible for the previous user to hack into or exploit vulnerabilities in a Wi-Fi network provided by the device?
I will say no.
Okay.
Yeah, but you do know that hackers are pretty smart nowadays.
Never say never, huh? Yeah. Okay, before we let you go, share with us. We're Money FM. We're very curious. I think you mentioned a ballpark figure. Can you give us a range? Because you're in 138 countries, right? How much roughly would it cost to rent a pocket Wi-Fi device? Give us a sense of the scale.
Okay, so within the Asian region, we are looking at between $5 up to $8.
A day?
A day.
Which is divided among five. It can be divided.
Among five, okay. Unlimited data.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Europe or the US is roughly around $11 to $12.
Sing dollars.
The biggest difference would be when you travel to countries like in the African region.
Mm.
That's where data is very expensive, so we have to buy expensive data from them as well.
Mm-hmm.
That one would be pretty expensive, but we are the only ones who are providing this service.
Okay, and great. Can you give us a sense of how large this pocket Wi-Fi is? And does it look like a data bank?
Yes, it looks like a data bank, flat, roughly half the size of an iPhone.
Important if you're packing. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Jackie Chua is founder and CEO of Space Roam. We've been finding out more about renting a pocket Wi-Fi device from Space Roam at 7-Eleven stores. Thanks, Jackie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.